It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Thursday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales data for the week ending April 5th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat, 25.5 million this year, 4.2 next year. Corn, 52.2 million this year, 7.1 million next year. And soybeans, 5.0 this year and 0.2 next year, I believe, for soybeans, probably a marketing year low. We'll discuss implications of these numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of AgriView. Midwest direct hog prices today are called steady to firm amid a tightening supply outlook and despite reports of sluggish pork sales at the wholesale level. Terminals are called mostly steady to firm, with tops from $42 to $45. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $42. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Wednesday, April 11th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,809. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $54.75 to $66. The weighted average, $62.70, a gain of $1.08 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.51 to $52.50. The weighted average, $49.72. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 11,102. The base price range was $55.50 to $66. The weighted average, $62.62, a gain of 55 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.81 to $51.75, and the weighted average was $49.87.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I imagine the planters will stay inside for a while.
Yeah, they will, because we had some more wet weather, in some cases snowy weather, around 6 inches along the Wisconsin-Illinois border, parts of northern Iowa, far southern Minnesota, and the southern half of Wisconsin getting heavy snowfall. I got a report in from one of our former employees around Minneapolis-St. Paul. She said they only picked up about an inch of snow there, and the roads were wet yesterday afternoon, and all of the big snow was south of there. But, of course, southern Minnesota is where most of the growing takes place in Minnesota, south of the Twin Cities. So those fields are not going to be accessible for a while because they have to melt all that snow off at first. And then, as I mentioned, farther to the south and east, rainfall amounts are heavy enough to slow things down. And now we have colder air coming in. And that colder air is going to slow evaporation rates. And once you get a lot of rain into the fields, Fort Wayne picking up an inch and a third, for example. Dayton, Ohio, over an inch of rain during the last 24 hours. Lafayette, Indiana got 84 hundredths of an inch. Once the storms got just east of the Illinois-Indiana border, they really blossomed yesterday. So a lot of heavy totals in the eastern Midwest. So that is certainly going to keep things slow out that way for a while. And looking at the models, the next storm system is following. As we started to note yesterday, the next system is going to take most of its energy to the south. So much of the Midwest Corn Belt will not get much from this next system, but parts of Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio will be getting some rain here, and some of it locally heavy in the Ohio River Valley here as we go tomorrow into Saturday. The Delta is going to get wet. That's going to slow things down there for a while. Another little push of cold air follows that. And then it looks like we moderate next week, at least early on. Maybe another little push of cooler air and some unsettled weather in here around the middle to latter part of next week. Although these cool spells that are coming in are not as strong as the previous ones. So we'll start to get back on track with temperatures next week, but still some up and down. Then it looks like toward the end of next week, there may be more rain in the Midwest with another wet system coming in early in the following week. So it's going to be a while I think, before there's going to be good drying taking place. So that, of course, is going to keep pressure on producers, pressure on the markets. It's going to be a situation, I think, where people are going to be watching every computer model run. So every morning you'll get your update before the markets open on the weather. And then as we go into the midday period when the new computer model guidance comes in the late morning, to see if there's any changes toward wetter or drier. But the bottom line is it's going to be a little bit difficult here, although I think we will have some dry days in between the rains. So those places that maybe miss out on substantial rain when one system goes through will then get enough days to where some planting can take place. But it's going to take another couple weeks, I think, before soil temperatures really get back on track as well, as they've really come down a bit here over the past week and a half with the several nights in a row of freezing weather. And so that's a look at the Midwest situation. As far as the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, well, of course, there was some damaging cold out there. I think Kansas is one place that really is of concern. It does look like they are going to start to warm up again. So it does look like next week they will have some warmer weather. Now, before that happens, though, there's going to be some snow for Colorado and Kansas. So it looks to me as if some substantial snow may fall on some of the fields of eastern Colorado and western and central Kansas, maybe parts of southwestern Nebraska sharing with that. That's in association with that next weather system that's going to bring the rain to the Ohio Valley and Delta region. But once that passes, it does look like milder air will start to push back into the hard red winter wheat belt. So I think what damage has occurred is done now, and conditions will be improving for wheat there next week. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 476 unchanged. Last trade up a quarter at the Board of Trade. May wheat opened at 455 and a half, down three quarters. Last trade up a quarter. July, 470, down three quarters. Last trade down a quarter. May corn opened at 359 and a half, down one and a quarter. Last trade down two and three quarters. July, 370 and three quarters, down two. Last trade down two and a half. December, 386 and a half, down one and a quarter. Last trade down three and a quarter. May beans opened at 744, down two and a half. Last trade down four and a half. July, 761 and three quarters, down two and a quarter. Last trade down five and a quarter. November, 789 and a half, down two and a quarter. Last trade down five and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
It looks like to me the corn number was stellar.
It was 52.2 million bushel. On those export bookings, it was just outstanding. The high side of the trade estimates was only around 33.5. So you would think that that would support this corn market, but there's still a lot of pent-up pressure from the overnight trade being lower. So we'll probably be down 1 to 3, 3.5 cents at the opening. Awful lot of talk about China issuing export licenses for at least 1 million metric tons of corn after having been out of the market for a long time. Commercials are still selling the corn.
What about the soybeans?
On the beans, export bookings were awfully light at 5 million bushel. The low side of the trade estimate was 7.3 million. We'll be down 4 to 5 cents probably here. There's continued talk about importing South American soy meal that's really kept the meal under pressure this week. Whether that's rumor or fact, we're not sure. But it's still going to put some pressure on the beans this morning.
One of the better wheat numbers we've seen in a while.
Oh, wow. I would say so. At 25.5 million bushel. I think there's a little bit of export buying coming in here just on the nervousness that the U.S. crop may be a little shorter than what the trade expected earlier. The high side of the trade estimates came in at 16.5, so when you've got 25.5, that looks awfully good. Pakistan, however, is in the market to export wheat, likely to other Asian countries, steady, maybe too higher on the wheat.
Over at the Merck, will Futures catch up to the cash and the cattle?
I don't think so. The cash market probably be a dollar to two higher today. The futures probably barely steady at the opening, maybe up 10 to 25 cents, something along that line. We certainly have encouraging fundamentals in the cattle and a giant disconnect with the futures.
And in the hogs?
The hog market, I think, will be mixed this morning. Cash probably a little firmer. Packers haven't been able to buy enough supplies for the week, but the futures will be down 20, up 40 type of a trade today.
Thank you for your time today, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.